2014 was a record year in many ways for U.S. ethanol producers, according to Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen.
We produced more ethanol than we ever had. We marketed, sold more ethanol domestically than we ever have. Margins were good. The market has been healthy. We exported almost a record amount of ethanol this year and embarked on an aggressive export market development program that I think is going to yield significant benefits in the future. And 2014 was the first year in which you saw meaningful commercial production of cellulosic ethanol, realizing the goal of the RFS to evolve this industry to new technologies and new feedstocks.
However, Dineen notes that the hits to the renewable fuel standard just kept coming.
The oil companies have waged an unprecedented campaign against renewable fuels generally, and the RFS specifically. They've spent tens of millions of dollars on ad campaigns and political efforts to undermine this important program. The EPA failed to promulgate a renewable volume obligation number implementing the RFS for 2014, sort of put the program on pause for the year and created a great deal of uncertainty. It's made it difficult to expand the tremendous progress that we have made in cellulosic ethanol because investors are sitting on the sidelines. So you sort of have two very different years. Outside the Beltway, outside Washington, D.C., great year. Let's celebrate it. Inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., at EPA and on the Hill, a much more challenging year.
Dineen says there was also slow but steady progress in 2014, increasing consumer choice at the pump, with more retailers offering 15% ethanol blended fuel.
Well, the growth in E15 is continuing. The industry this year came together and embarked on a program to subsidize E15 infrastructure, and I think we'll be successful in significantly expanding consumer choice and E15 opportunities in the future. You've also seen tremendous progress on warranty coverage for E15. 70% of the new cars being produced in this country now fully warranty E15 use.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.